This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Beholding Avos Perdal Mishnah Tazayin Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. Rabbi Yehuda Stam is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Beloi. He was the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. He said, Rabbi Zohar B'Talmud, you should be careful in your learning. Which means the Rav tells us, Rav Bartanur, Shei Talmudcho B'Diktuku Chalocha. Your Talmud, your learning should be specific, clear, and to know the halacha that comes out. Why Sheshigas Talmud Oyle Zodon? And accidental mistakes in Talmud, the Oyle Zodon, they're considered by Hashem as amazing, as you did on purpose. Says the Rav, in Tite Bohiro, if you're going to make a mistake in Yohiro, Mitosh lo Dikdakta B'Talmudcho, because you weren't careful. That's what we know, Shkoga in the Torah, which we call accidental, is not so poshut. A person brings a korban, but he's oiven aver b'shoyge. The person that murders b'shoyge accidentally, he has to run away. He's really chayv mizi. He runs away to Golus. He has to go to one of the Ari Miklot, the cities of refuge, and hide out, stay there until the Mitzvah in Gadol. What is that? The reason is because shkoga in the Torah is something that you could have prevented if you were more careful. The reason why this occurred was because you weren't careful enough. And if you would have been a little bit more slow or careful, and you would have been a little bit more deliberate, and you would have been more concerned and put more effort into, you know, what you're doing, by guarding and being careful in those things, so this thing would have never occurred. The fact that it occurred, it's a certain negligence on the part of the person. And therefore, since that is true, you could have been more careful. So it's considered by the Eibishter as a zodon, amazing. As the Rav says, you weren't medaktik, you weren't careful to learn your the Gemara and whatever, the Poskim and everything, careful enough to avoid the hatas is, and you're coming now to make mut and make permit what's really awesome. Because Malo Yodchik, you'll see it's amazing. Torah says like you did amazing, and this is something that, as the Meiri writes, that Losh the Meiri, his Atanas Odom, the Tana warned the person that your learning should be clear in your mouth, that it should be so clear and so known to you that if something comes up, over Svasana, a Shaila comes up, Lamaisa, you'll be able to answer. For if you're not going to have the Torah in such a way, sometimes people ask you something that's very important, and you give a wrong psak, and you're master the rabbi, and you can't say, well, I'm a shoyge, because at the end of the day, I made a mistake, and oh, and the point is that you're not klar, so don't say anything. Don't give the psak. If I gave the psak, you have to be very careful. And therefore, and he says also, when you're learning, don't move from your place. Don't get up. Don't finish the sugya until you have it at rice klar, you have it 100% clear. There's a very, very important thing about that. We learn a lot, but it's very important to have the things that we learn mesudr, in order, understand it well, know it in the way that you'll be able to now be able to paskin. You have everything down to the T that you're able to paskin and give over a clear psak if the situation arises.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.